This is your Attitash Race League report with Corey Madden.
Here he is, Corey Madden, joining me in studio. Good morning, sir.
Oh, great to be back. Good to see you, Gina.
Absolutely. First Attitash Race League report of 2020. Conditions hopefully are good. The weather,
weather amazing.
Nature seems to be cooperating for the most part.
Yeah, she's a little
up and down.
Undecided, you know, some days a little warmer than others right now. But, I mean, our Mountain Ops team, they have been after it all season long, right from the get-go. We had a nice long stretch in the beginning of the year, right before Christmas. We were able to get tons of snow down, and, you know, we had a great Christmas week, a very, very busy Christmas week, which is exactly what we're looking for. And it went right straight through the two full weeks. You know, you get after New Year's Eve, and you kind of thought it might taper off just a little bit. I think it got even busier. I don't know. It just seemed like it was pretty crazy. You know, I also work at Delaney's holding the wall, and you know, you feel the busyness from there. You know, you kind of get a little feel for what's going to happen at the mountain as well. You know,
I think we got a lot of feedback from all of the businesses that we do a business with, and the restaurants and more stores. Everybody was really kind of saying really good feedback. We had a great holiday week.
If there was a big high five that I could just throw out there to this whole valley, I mean, everybody, you know, it's awesome. It's so nice to see our valley. I mean, we've been number one as a place to visit. I mean, it's really launched itself, and we're doing a really great job. I mean, the shopping, the everything, the settlers Settlers Crossing, Settlers Green, everything.
Of course. Awesome. It is good to see, and we are super proud of where we are, and we're super proud of the valley, and that's great. And it's because of the community that we have, and that's why we have these race leagues. These community efforts that you guys put together is just so outstanding. So how did it come about? How was it for the first 2020?
Yesterday was incredible. You know, I put in a request to grooming. I said, you know, could you groom on the second shift? We had a little bit of snow come in on Monday night, and whenever they groomed, I have to thank them. They groomed early enough to where we had just a couple inches of nice fluffy snow. You know, we have to get on the lift and get the course set, of course, early in the morning, so those first couple turns at 8 o'clock in the morning were really, really nice. And speaking of that, in racing, you do not want to be racing in powder eights. You know, you want to be racing on a nice hard groomed surface. But huge thanks, a lot of people stepping up and helping us push the snow out of the way, you know, making it a nice wide track for everybody to race safely, you know, pushing snow right through the finish, you know, so just huge kudos to everybody that races in the racing. Of course, they wanted their advantage as well, you know,
course.
I mean, it all works out really well together. So
excellent. When it comes to participation, how are we doing for the first week?
So this year, our first week, and we are at 110 racers right off the bat. And
Excellent.
We're always just a little bit above 100.
Right.
But we're at 110, and there's a lot of people that are still yet to come that I've been confirmed that their team's not complete, or they just didn't have time to make it yesterday. That's okay. You have 3 weeks to be able to
It's a little bit of a process the first couple weeks.
You can sign up 3 weeks in. On the third week, we do prefer that you sign up as early as possible and get your runs in. And then following that, then we go into divisions. So plenty of time still, you know. I told everybody, just take a deep breath. It's okay. You know, we want to increase participation as much as possible, but I feel like we could be anywhere between 115 to 120, which would be a great increase compared to the past couple of years. So it's nice to see, you know.
Yeah.
So in the Après, Tuckerman Brewing, they came and sponsored our Tuckerman Brewing promo. They also had discounted pale ales. It is a 21 plus event, so we do need everyone to be 21 plus. But they gave away a growler yesterday, which you could actually take down to the brewery and get filled.
There you go.
So that was a great prize from them. We also had Seamus McGrath there, and Seamus McGrath underwent some surgeries this year, and he has worked his tail off to get back to skiing. That was his ultimate goal, and from what I saw on Facebook this morning, I think he made 10 runs yesterday, which was amazing. Also, part of the Rat Pack, Mike Leary had surgery over the summer, and he was back there, and Trevor Tasker was out last year, and he's back this year.
Excellent.
You know, there's a great mix of really fast racers, and just snowboarding is taken over the Attitash Race League. We're getting closer and closer to 50-50. It's wow. absolutely incredible. So it's great to see those guys out there. You know, Matty Burkett kind of led the charge on that. He's like, let's get a whole snowboard team in. Mm-hmm. Now we've got Kina and all those guys coming over, and they've got a whole snowboard team. And it's like, yeah, all right, this is great.
Excellent. So, because we were talking right before we came on here, it's about 8 years in the running, right?
8 years in the running.
Attitash Race League report. To see that community effort still build and to see that you get more people and more people each and every year, that's just great to see, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. The camaraderie is just, you know, it's second to none, you know? No matter where you go for any of the race leagues, there's plenty of them to be had out there. You know, we just want you to get out there and be able to participate. It's a great, you know, affordable way to get out on the snow. You know, mm-hmm. it's $100 to enter for, you know, a non-pass holder. If you're a pass holder, it's $50 for Attitash Race League. If you're an employee, it's $25. So it's, you know,
great
some
deals.
Incentives on buying a pass and some incentives to maybe work there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always looking for help. So if anybody out there is looking sure. for something to do, come on down and check out HR and we'll get you a job.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah. So. And you can go to attitash.com for full details on pretty much anything that Corey's talking about. Throughout this series that we do here, we'll have Corey come in each and every Wednesday morning and talk about the day before. For 2020, what's any kind of sneak peek on what we can look forward to? I know you guys got a lot planned, I'm sure.
We've got a lot planned. This past New Year's Eve, we had at the Elton John Yellow Brick Road cover band. So nice. They covered Elton John. This guy came in, he had a piano. It was a case, kind of like a framed piano, something that you could still stand on and get crazy with. But and he absolutely just nailed it. He was Elton John, I swear. We're standing in the room with Elton
it's
John.
It's always good when they can pull that off, huh?
My wife, Stephanie, she's still talking about the fact that there must be a synthesizer in his microphone or something to make him sound so close. I mean,
awesome.
Don't let the sun come down on me. I mean, he was just hitting the notes perfectly. We also have a Foreigner's Journey cover band. They're coming for an After Dark series. We also have Dave Matthews is coming back.
Lots to look forward to.
Dave Matthews. And then we also have U2 right around St. Paddy's Day.
Okay.
This weekend coming up, we've got the You Go Girl series with Jen's Friends. That's mm-hmm. sponsoring Jen's Friends.
Very popular.
Half the proceeds go to that. We have anywhere from 150 to 200 racers that come out for that. It's family friendly. You do need to buy a ticket if you're not a pass holder, but look for your ticket deals online for sure at attitash.com.
And that's it. There
and
we go.
Yeah.
Attitash.com, and that is perfect. So anything that Corey has mentioned, you can go check out there. They'll have the full schedule posted up, and then we'll keep you up to date right here on Magic 104 each and every Wednesday morning, talking all things Attitash. I think that's a pretty good first report for the new
great
year.
To catch up, Gino, for sure.
All right, Corey, good to see you, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, it's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.